yesterday, thousands of teachers in Kentucky stormed the state capitol, chanted and protested pension changes, education cuts, and what they feel is a general hostility towards public education. A teacher at the protest had strong words for Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin.
We're not something that you can put lobbyists over. We are the future. I mean, our students are the future, and they need to fund our future.
The Mexican government says it already deported 400 people who were part of a caravan of illegal immigrants crossing its territory on a journey from Central America to the United States. But it says it's up to the American officials, not Mexicans, to stop them from getting into the United States. Brandon Judd is with the National Border Patrol Council. He joined Fox News to talk about just how crazy this is.
What you're looking at is you're looking at a Mexican government agency that is helping these people come to the United States and enter the United States illegally.
This is USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share. But tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. So, if drugs and alcohol are a problem in your life or the life of someone you care about, then isn't it time to make a change? The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed has successfully treated and helped over 50,000 people get their lives back. So if you're ready to make your change and be free from addiction to alcohol and drugs, then it is time for you to make a change. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple text on your mobile phone. Text the word RECOVER to 474747. That's the word RECOVER to 474747. And a caring Watershed treatment professional will help you make your change. Do it now. Just text the word RECOVER to 474747 or visit us at thewatershed.com.
Senator Rand Paul today said that part of the reason Congress has failed to come back with an immigration bill is a lack of a debate. Paul said members of the Senate were told there was going to be an open debate on the floor regarding immigration. In fact, Senator Paul even put forth some amendments regarding immigration that never even made it to the floor. Senator Paul said the whole process regarding amendments is messed up. Take a listen.
And this is a sad thing about the Senate and Congress in general. They will not vote on anything that they don't count the votes in advance and know would be defeated. So they knew from the beginning nothing would happen. They devised the votes and only allow votes that will actually fail. It was not an open debate. And this is a disappointing thing about it, but it came from both parties.
Paul was speaking there on Fox News. The judge in Bill Cosby's sexual assault retrial gave his legal defense a huge boost today, ruling his lawyers can call witnesses who say the accuser talked about framing the celebrity before she went to police in 2005. This is USA Radio News.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play? Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
According to the Center for Disease Control, over 300,000 cases of Lyme disease are often reported each year in the United States. And as a matter of fact, it's one of the fastest growing diseases in the United States. But why sometimes still is it misdiagnosed? Well, Dr. Darren Ingles is author of a new book called The Lyme Solution. He talks about why sometimes Lyme disease can sometimes be misdiagnosed.
It causes basically a myriad of symptoms that kind of look flu-like. So you can feel very tired. You can get joint pain, headaches, fatigue. Sometimes people start getting neurological symptoms such as numbness and tingling in their hands and their feet. And you can even get a condition called Bell's palsy where your happier face starts to droop. So there's actually upwards of almost 100 symptoms associated with Lyme. We call Lyme the great imitator, the great mimic, because it does look like so many other different conditions out there. So I think this is important for people, particularly if you've had, you know, chronic joint or muscle problems or chronic neurological symptoms that you've been to your doctor and you've done a bunch of different tests and everything keeps coming back negative, you know, Lyme is something that probably should be on your radar.
And finally, the cost of gas is going up across the country, inching toward its highest price in 3 years. Gas is going up about a penny every other day or about 15 cents in the past month. The reason? Well, of course, gas companies are changing from their winter blend to their summer blend. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoo-wah! We're talking all kinds of crazy things today. Wait till you hear what we're talking about. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thanks for joining us. Joining me at the 50-caliber microphone today is co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang. What's going on, Josh?
Colonel, it's been a great week. My oldest son, Jordan, got his first promotion on Tuesday night. And this proud papa got to do the honors, along with his squadron commander, of pinning on his new rank. The future fighter pilot also earned Honor Cadet at Airman Leadership School a couple of weekends ago. So he's off to a great start in the United States Air Force Auxiliary, more commonly known as Civil Air Patrol. Yes, he's only 12, but he's already counting down the years until he can apply to the Air Force Academy. Hoorah!
Hey, that's good to hear. That's cool. Keep me posted on that, Josh. Thank you. Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby looks rather pleased with himself. We'll hear from him as he shares some warrant wisdom. And Marine Vet Skip Coriel is here wearing a smirk. What's up, Skip?
I'm preparing for battle, Colonel.
Well, of course. But which particular battle?
Well, you remember last spring, I lost half of my chicken flock to possums and raccoons and things like that. Well, they're nocturnal predators, so I'm have to become a nocturnal predator as well. So I'm going online and I'm ordering a night vision scope for my rifle.
Aha. And you're going to have possum stew a lot.
Well, yeah, if it tastes good, hey, I'll let you know.
That's right. Well, protein is protein. Here's what we have for today. On News and Comment by the Colonel, I'm going to discuss why Russia is a real problem for our nation and why it's going to get worse. If you've never heard of Veterans Television, it's because it currently only exists in Europe and Canada, well, some other places in the world, too. We're going to discuss it with its founder, Henna G. Then Eric Anderson, a former intel officer with both the CIA and the Defense Intelligence Agency, will discuss intelligence challenges facing our nation. I think these will surprise you. And finally, Diane Raver will join us to review the movie Admissions. That movie has been available to listeners on our website. It's shown in my blog all month. And we thank those visitors who sent in their comments. We pick movies that will be controversial so we can put our brains in gear.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
Skip's right. We do welcome your input to this show. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or even by Facebook. Now it's time for news and comment by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom. Lead out, Josh. What's first?
VA Secretary David Shulkin is out. As we detailed just last week on Frontlines of Freedom, the pressure was growing for the removal of Shulkin after a series of controversies and questionable actions involving misuse of tax dollars left Shulkin and the Trump administration vulnerable to attack. Late Wednesday, the president thanked Shulkin for his service to our country and its great veterans via Twitter, while announcing his intentions to nominate Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson to head the second largest cabinet, the Veterans Administration. Jackson, a one-star admiral, has served as the personal physician to the president since 2013. You may recall Admiral Jackson's press conference in January on the results of President Trump's annual physical, when he declared Trump's overall health as excellent, much to the consternation of some of the president's detractors. Pending Ronnie Jackson's confirmation by the Senate, Robert Wilkie, the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness, will serve as interim VA secretary. Shulkin is the second cabinet secretary to depart over controversies involving expensive travel, following former Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price's resignation last September. Within hours of his departure, an opinion editorial written by Shulkin was posted to the New York Times website. Shulkin praised his own record in office while lamenting the challenges of serving in President Trump's administration. Shulkin wrote, quote, "As I prepare to leave government, I am struck by a recurring thought. It should not be this hard to serve your country," end quote. And he dismissed privatizing the VA's healthcare services as a terrible idea. Shulkin wrote, quote, "They saw me as an obstacle to privatization who had to be removed," end quote. He did not name his critics. Former United Nations Ambassador John Bolton, who has been a regular on Front Lines of Freedom since the show began almost 11 years ago, has been nominated by our president to replace General H.R. McMaster as the White House National Security Advisor. Military veterans in Congress were split on Bolton's nomination. Republicans said Bolton's appointment would send a message of U.S. resolve to adversaries. Democrats labeled him a warmonger who would unravel relationships with allies, although their opposition will have little impact. The appointment does not require Senate confirmation. Bolton, who has argued in the past for the consideration of preemptive strikes against the nuclear programs of Iran and North Korea, suggested that his views in public service might be more moderate than those he held as a private citizen. Bolton told Fox News's The Story that his past comments are now behind me, and what matters is what the president says. Bolton said, quote, "During my career, I have written I don't know how many articles and op-eds and opinion pieces. I have given I can't count the number of speeches. I have done countless interviews. They're all out there in the public record. I have never been shy about what my views are. Frankly, what I have said in private now is behind me. The important thing is what the president says and the advice I give him," end quote. Bolton, age 69, is a prolific and combative conservative author and frequent guest on Fox News. He served in the Maryland Army National Guard during the Vietnam War, but never deployed. He also served under George W. Bush as Undersecretary of State for Arms Control.
I believe that Ambassador Bolton is a great choice for this position. He thinks clearly, and as listeners know, when he speaks, he's easy to understand. He's no politician. We can understand him. Hey, my only regret is while he's serving our nation in this job, he won't be available as a guest on this show. So congratulations, Ambassador Bolton. As you assume this new position, we stand proud with you.
At least two D.C. area military facilities were sent suspicious packages, one confirmed to contain explosive material, according to the U.S. Army. The two known facilities that received packages were the National Defense University at Fort McNair in Washington and Fort Belvoir, south of the nation's capital, in Northern Virginia. A third package is under investigation at Joint Base Anacostia Bowling. Army spokesman Mike Howard said in a statement, "At 12:10 p.m., 52nd Army Explosive Ordnance Disposal from Fort Belvoir, Virginia, confirmed the package tested positive for black powder and residue. The X-ray conducted indicates suspected GPS and an expedient fuse were attached. The package was rendered safe. No injuries are reported," end quote.
This kind of attempted murder has happened before. Right after 9/11, some evil people were mailing anthrax to government and media. There are evil people everywhere, and stopping them is very difficult. This is why we must remain on our guard and have armed people around to keep evil people at bay.
Former Navy SEAL Josh Buttner is under fire for comments he made, taking a shot at his Democratic opponent for Congress, saying, quote, "It should be a requirement to have served to even run," end quote. The comment came during a media interview. Butner said in the interview, quote, "When you look at anybody for political office, you should look at their past experiences. I served for 23 years. It shows dedication, and you have been exposed to foreign policy at the tip of the spear. I learned a lot about cultures and conflict and cooperation. It should be a requirement to have served to even run." End quote. In response to questions from the San Diego Union-Tribune, Butner put out a statement clarifying his earlier statement that read, quote, "When I referred to service, I meant some form of national service. National service could consist of the Peace Corps, a similar form of national domestic service, or the military. This sentiment is what was meant by JFK when he said, 'Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country.' I'm glad my comment has at least sparked a conversation about the importance of service to our country." End quote.
I do like the idea of having served our nation as a requisite to be involved in governing it. I'd like to see some proof from candidates that they will support and defend the Constitution. I think we'd have fewer wars if the majority of Congress were combat veterans. And that's the news. This is Colonel Danny Gillum. Coming up on Frontlines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel and we'll enjoy some warrant wisdom. Then we're going to talk Veterans Television with Hannah G. Eddie's troops, take a break. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel with your Home Defense Tip of the Week. Look like sheep and you'll be eaten by wolves. According to interviews done with armed robbers, you are far more likely to be targeted by criminals if you look weak and helpless. Carry yourself with pride and military bearing, because many criminals can spot a soft target with one glance. Stay alert and aware of your surroundings. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit HomeDefenseShow.com.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 6060 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 6060. Avant.com, code 6060.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stengel Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you are in formation and listening to the Front Lines of Freedom all across America. A Front Lines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors, Honor and Remember. Our nation must never forget who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is the mission of Honor and Remember, a nonprofit based in Virginia, with support from their national sponsor, Spartan Nash, the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and fifth largest food distributor. Learn more about how you can continue the mission at honorandremember.org. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. When Russian President Vladimir Putin took the stage on a square outside the Kremlin to claim victory in his probably rigged national election, he did so at an open-air concert celebrating the fourth anniversary of his annexation of Crimea. He thanked the crowd for their support in the very difficult circumstances of the recent years and then led a chant, "Russia, Russia, Russia." All this gave Putin the election show he wanted. As he moves forward now, we should expect rising tensions with us and other democracies. In the campaign leading up to Putin's re-election to six more years of power, he hardly campaigned and offered few concrete plans for major domestic reforms. He did, however, awe Russians with displays of fantastic new weaponry, while state-controlled television intensified a drumbeat of reporting about the threats allegedly posed by the U.S. and our allies. His clear storyline, Russia is under attack and it needs a strong leader to survive. This is the process dictators always use. Focus the citizens' attention on external threats. This more or less excuses any deprivation of rights within the nation. Grabbing more land is often the goal at times like this. Clearly, Russia is in what I call empire growth mode. The co-chair of Putin's electoral headquarters, Yelena Shmelyova, told the Interfax news agency, "There is a view that this unfairness is growing even stronger. This is our common response to it." As Putin assembles the next government in the coming months, he'll need to manage the competing interests of a ruling elite angling for influence in a post-Putin era, which will arrive someday, probably in 6 years. The result, analysts say, is that as infighting over the country's domestic course continues at the top, Putin will have an interest in intensifying the conflict with the West. Again, this is a norm for dictators. Quote, "The destruction of systems of government leads to adventurism abroad," said Gleb Pavlovsky, a former Kremlin advisor turned prominent Putin critic. Quote, "That's why this activity abroad will only intensify." More quietly, Russia is threatening escalation in Syria, where its fight in support of President Bashar Assad is raising the risk of a military collision with the United States. Indeed, earlier this month, the head of Russia's general staff, General Valery Gerasimov, accused Washington of planning a cruise missile strike on Damascus. He offered no evidence, but pledged that Russia would retaliate against, quote, "the missiles and the launchers used." Quote, "The strategy of coercion by unpredictability and the resolve to be unhinged will continue for a while," said Vladimir Frolov, an independent foreign policy analyst based in Moscow. "But the problem for Putin is that he has a plan to escalate, but not one to de-escalate." 6 years ago, when he last ran, Putin stepped up his anti-American rhetoric amid large and continuing street demonstrations against him. U.S. officials, thinking this is a campaign ploy, expected him to dial back the heat once he was safely in office, but that never happened, and it's unlikely to happen now. Escalation abroad helps Putin consolidate his power at home. As a power struggle within the ruling elite over his succession looms, he'll need it. But what then? Analysts increasingly say they wouldn't be surprised if he acted to extend his rule beyond that, following Chinese President Xi Jinping's trick and eliminating term limits or taking some kind of new position that would turn him into a national leader akin to, say, Iran's Ayatollah. Remember, no dictator ever willingly puts down power. Quote, "Someone who rules for so long will be tempted to perhaps continue this existence," said Andrei Kolzinov, the lead domestic policy specialist at the Carnegie Moscow Center think tank. Quote, "For a person who annexed a part of another country, there are practically no limits." So despite the uncertainty in the Kremlin, the pro-democracy opposition to Putin looks more disorganized than it's been in years. The most striking symbol of the president's staying power, in fact, was a debate streamed on YouTube between two leading faces of the opposition, an anti-corruption activist, Andrei Navalny, and former liberal television host, Kristina Sobchak. In a live broadcast viewed by over 100,000 people, Navalny lit into Sobchak for running at all. Her decision to do so, he said, simply added a patina of legitimacy to Putin's, quote, false and fake election. The government allowed Sobchak to run and gave her television time, while Navalny was barred from the ballot and kept off TV. Quote, I will judge you by your actions, Navalny told Sobchak. Your actions until now have been disgusting. Sobchak's future is another wild card. As the daughter of Putin's one-time mentor, the late St. Petersburg mayor Anatoly Sobchak, she has a personal relationship with Putin, even though she criticizes him publicly. She plans to form a new political party, something that could further sideline Navalny, who is the Russian opposition leader with the most nationwide support and who wants to tear down the Putin system. Quote, one can hardly expect serious change, Kolesnikov said. I agree. Bottom line, Russia is going to be a problem for the West regardless of what we do. Putin needs a threat to maintain control of the Russian citizens. And those are my comments for today. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. You're standing tall with Frontlines of Freedom. Now we get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby.
Colonel, the Marine Corps is aiming to build a revolutionary new drone called the MUX, or M-U-X. That stands for Marine Air Ground Task Force Unmanned Aircraft System Expeditionary. Wow, does the military know how to come up with some names or what? The MUX will terrify enemies in the United States, and with good reason. The aircraft won't just be big and powerful, it will also be ultra-smart. This could be a heavily armed drone that takes off, flies, avoids obstacles, adapts, and lands by itself, all without a human piloting in it. If all the goals are met, the MUX will be a drone that can truly run vital missions all by itself. Sure, it can be an eye in the sky, but it could also carry the same weapons as the fifth-generation stealth fighter jet, the F-35. The goal is for the MUX to fit on a ship with a similar footprint as a Venom helicopter. When it is launched for a mission, it will be able to take off vertically, fly a radius of about 700 nautical miles, and carry 9,500 pounds, flying as high as 30,000 feet. The plan also calls for the MUX to have the capability to be refueled in air by another aircraft, which of course will expand its endurance and reach. And to give the Marine Corps a lot more flexibility, the MUX will not need any type of formal runway for landing or takeoff. Sounds like a great weapon, right? But we have to remember, the MUX are going to be super smart drones that can think for themselves. They will even be able to fly as armed escorts to the MV-22 Ospreys, which can carry about 22 Marines loaded with combat gear from ship to battle space at speeds of 270 knots. Which means the MUX will have to be able to go at least that fast. For the near term, there will most likely be a human in the loop, so the MUX will also be able to run offensive air support missions, such as targeting and launching strikes against enemy combatants, strongholds, and even arsenals. Currently, the Marine Corps aims to have the first land-based MUX operational in about 7 years, and the sea-based MUX, which can take off vertically from a ship and land on a ship, ready before 2028. By 2034, a fully operational fleet of these armed-to-the-teeth flying giants could actually be in our arsenal. For Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll talk Veterans Television with Hannah G. Then we'll talk with a gent who is a retired Air Force officer who has worked with both the CIA and DIA. We'll discuss threats to America. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. You're standing tall with Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, start doing some pull-ups. Let's do 25, then stand at ease.
Ah, springtime. More color, more light. Let the sunshine in and frame it beautifully with fresh new window coverings from Budget Blinds. We're your neighborhood experts, and we're backed by the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. Only Budget Blinds gives you style and service for every budget. We do it all for you. Bring the showroom right to your home. Then expertly design, measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business.
This spring, the more you buy, the more you save. Up to 15% on select window coverings. Call your neighborhood experts and see for yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Get savings up to 15%. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
USA Radio News.
Yesterday, thousands of teachers in Kentucky stormed the state capitol, chanted and protested pension changes, education cuts, and what they feel is a general hostility towards public education. A teacher at the protest had strong words for Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin.
We're not something that you can put lobbyists over. We are the future. I mean, our students are the future, and they need to fund our future.
The Mexican government says it already deported 400 people who were part of a caravan of illegal immigrants crossing its territory on a journey from Central America to the United States. But it says it's up to the American officials, not Mexicans, to stop them from getting into the United States. Brandon Judd is with the National Border Patrol Council. He joined Fox News to talk about just how crazy this is.
What you're looking at is you're looking at a Mexican government agency that is helping these people come to the United States and enter the United States illegally.
This is USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
Troops, welcome back to the nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Please do send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now it's time to learn about veterans television, something that I have never heard about, and it's not where I am, but it is in much of the world. Hannah G. founded this effort, and it exists in lots of places, including England, Canada, and, well, lots of other places. So welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Hannah.
Thank you so much, Colonel.
And you've got with you a guy who carries the ball a lot, Mark Wicks. You're in England now, I think. Mark, right?
Oh, I certainly am, Danny, and it's wonderful to have this opportunity to speak to your audience.
Welcome aboard, my friend. Okay, Hannah, this is an interesting concept, and folks, it's amazing. Hannah is not a veteran, doesn't have any veterans in her family, but she has developed a great love for veterans, and it is from this love that veterans television evolved, I guess. Hannah, tell us the story.
Thank you, Denny. Mine is short and sweet. I fell in love with a veteran, and through that relationship and through the process of his transitioning out of the U.S. Army after 18 years, we co-created Veteran Retreat and the 501c3 Veteran Retreats Foundation that would provide holistic wellness programs to veterans and active duty and their dependents that were suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. In doing that over the last few years, it was evident that with over 200 million veterans and their dependents globally, the need for a platform for veterans by veterans was created. A distribution platform that would allow us to edify and uplift not only veterans, but the good associations and veteran-owned businesses that are actually truly helping and providing resources and support to the veteran communities globally.
Okay. And from that, you got the idea of television?
No, never. I met a wonderful development team in seeking out great web designers. I met a team that had built a platform that the Grammys had used and they went live with. And I fell in love with that and spent many months building out a veteran platform through their technology and grew into recognizing and now really truly being grateful for and seeing the stewardship behind it. But yes, a digital broadcasting platform for veterans around the world, you know, with an aspiration to go cable based on the integrity and the maturity of the content that we are producing and airing.
Wow, this was not a goal somewhere. This wasn't in your bucket list. It just sort of happened.
Correct. It was not on my radar. However, I don't believe in too many coincidences. And as I shared with you earlier, Denny, based on my own faith now and my tribulations and forbearing certain events, I now believe that there's a greater power behind this. And I'm on autopilot. How about that?
Hey, that works for me. So Veterans TV is what? What do you see on it? Where do you see on it? What's the format for it? What is it, broadcast TV, or how do you access it?
Sure. Well, Vet TV is another entity. We are the Veterans Channel. Our URL is veteranstelevision.com, yes, but we are actually the Veterans Channel. The Veterans Channel right now on today's date is a one-of-a-kind 24/7 digital broadcasting channel with its own programming and also airs veteran content from various communities. It is for the education and the edification of the men and the women that are currently serving and have previously served in the armed forces and their dependents. It's free for service members to share in fellowship and to learn and to engage. Within the channel, Denny, are numerous networks that we're building out, and we're collaborating on all borders with other great men and women and entities to provide resources and services. So it's not just programming. It also is resources within that programming.
Wow. Okay. When did all this start? What's its birthday or approximate birth time?
For the Veterans Channel, it's April of 2017.
Wow. So just a year. So birthday. You just had a birthday?
From the time that we met the developers, yes. We actually hard launched, thanks to Mark Wicks, our own 007. We launched January the 20th, where we allowed veterans to sign up to the channel when we started to send out our press release, to, you know, to give everyone knowledge and awareness that we exist. In our soft launch, you know, we made sure that the platform is doing what it's supposed to. Hard launch now, veterans sign up. And we're building our own programming, quality over quantity for sure.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing Veterans TV with Hennigy and Mark Wicks. Mark, how did you get into this?
Very interesting, Denny. It's very much about veterans supporting veterans, isn't it? And I was sort of pushed towards this program by a very good friend of mine that I used to serve with many years ago in the Royal Marine Commandos. And I know that this man had been talking to Henna, and just through their collaboration, I was offered this opportunity because of hopefully what I can bring to this organization. Now, as you know, I served for 32 years in the Royal Marine Commandos. I ended up being the Corps Regimental Sergeant Major, which is the most senior position within the enlisted ranks within the Royal Marine Commandos. And very fortunately, somehow I was then selected from the 28 NATO member nations to be the Command Sergeant Major, or as you would call it in America, the Command Senior Enlisted Leader, to the Supreme Allied Commander, who is based in the US, so in Norfolk in Virginia. He's a French four-star that heads up the Transformational Headquarters. And through a sort of interview process and selection of the 28 nations, I was very fortunate to be selected to serve alongside him in America. Now, my sort of role within that, as you know, very much the Command Senior Enlisted Leader is very much responsible for the education, development, training, and support to the non-commissioned officer corps. But for me at this time, it wasn't about my corps. It was actually about the 28 nations. So I had this wonderful opportunity to work with many of the command sergeant majors from the nations. that work at the very senior level alongside their chiefs of defence, etc. So what this enabled me to do is that my friend realised that I very fortunately have been given the opportunity to have these wonderful connections, and I still reach out to these men and women on a sort of daily basis to try and inform them about what we're trying to do. Henna very sort of fortunately has sort of launched this Veterans Channel, which I am very privileged to be a part of. And for me, it was an absolute winner from the start because I realized that there isn't a platform as such that demonstrates the wonderful work that veterans around the world do. But also at the same time, Demney, I think you'll appreciate that many of our veterans suffer from the same predicament that no matter what nation they're from. So I embarked on this journey with Henna, and we're working extremely hard at the moment to gain product, to find the stories that are relevant and important for the people within the channel to understand. And who knows, you know, in the future, hopefully we will be able to assist with the change. But what I see is one of the great connections with this is that it doesn't matter whether you're UK, US, Canadian, or any other nation. The issues that we say that we have all been through in combat or the many different sort of scenarios that we have been through are replicated throughout the nations. So instead of us all fighting these battles individually, why do we not unite the veterans globally so that we can be a forum and a platform where we can discuss, we can look at different ways ahead, we can find the organizations that are doing the wonderful support that they are. But also we will recognize every now and again those that need a bit more support to do a better job. And the only way I think you hear this is from actually the veterans that talk. The other opportunity this presents is there are so many legacies out there, Denny, that we could go and speak to.
Mark, that's right on. And there's so much more to talk about this. And Mark and Henna will both stay with us. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's push-up time. I want you to do 103 push-ups. That's how many I do every day. Then take a break or stay in the area. We will be right back. In accordance with the U.S. flag code, all Spartan Nash retail stores collect customers' old, worn, faded, and/or frayed American flags. In partnership with local veterans groups, we properly retire the flags we collect, a program we have offered since Veterans Day in 2015.
It's part of Spartan Nash's commitment to patriotism and serving our military heroes and their families.
To find a store near you, visit SpartanNash.com.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 6565 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6565.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterton is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterton County's businesses. Advancing Hunterton engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterton, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterton.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Frontlines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation on Veterans TV with Hannah G. and Mark Wicks. Mark, you are talking about veterans working together to help each other professionally, yes, but personally. We really do a good job of helping each other personally, don't we?
I certainly believe that. You know, I've been very fortunate in the last week to go and witness two organizations that are doing exactly that. Now, they are UK organizations, so for your American audience, I understand that may be slightly different. However, at the same time, we have also been following the Soldier Ride project that's been taking place in Atlanta and managed to produce a film for them, which will now be aired on TV, for them all to be able to see. And what I think this does is it, you know, Denny, you and I understand probably more than anybody that all veterans need is a purpose and a mission in life. To get up on that daily basis, knowing that you are making a difference. And I had the wonderful opportunity, as I said, to speak to an organization in the UK that are developing through charitable resources and many different ideas, the possibility of building a whole village for veterans. It will be a transitional village in the north of England, which allows people to come in with their families, not just individuals, and set them back on the right path through mentorship, through education, through development, and through allowing them, as I said, nothing more than giving them a purpose in life to get up in the morning. And I think this will set a template that can be copied in many different nations, not necessarily by them, because in every nation that I've spoke to, there are similarities across the board. And you know and I know that by that collaboration, by sharing stories, and veterans feel comfortable talking to veterans. That's probably one of the greatest things, that fellowship. There's an immediate trust. There's an immediate sort of support mechanism there. And there's an ethos that you cannot find necessarily out there all the time in civilian street, but it exists. It exists in the very DNA of every individual that is served because they understand it's about sacrifice to support your nation. And I think we all recognize that. And I just think that if we open up this opportunity, we will be a much stronger force for the good, for the betterment and the education, edification and upliftment of the veterans around the world. As Hannah said, you know, there's over 200 million, including family dependents out there. That is a vast figure, a huge figure to come to terms with. And I'm not saying that we can put an arm around everybody at the moment, which is a fairly embryonic stage of the development. But I know that as this grows, we will gain more and more support, a stronger audience, a bigger audience, and it will help all those veterans out there that you and I know suffer from the transition phase sometimes.
Yes.
Because they've not been given that direction. And that's hopefully what we're trying to achieve. Nothing more than that, realistically.
Well, that's a worthy goal. And you can never reach everybody. But if you don't reach out, you won't reach anybody. So this is obviously a step in the right direction. Now, tie this into TV. How does that work?
Well, I think it will do, it will give these organizations a platform in which people can watch this from a global audience. And some nations may not be doing the same thing. Some nations may not be providing the same charitable support. They may not recognize, but hopefully from this, the audience will learn the different opportunities that are out there that will help and assist veterans in the future. That's all we're trying to do, is create a platform where we can tell the stories, and there are an exhaustive amount of areas that we can look into. It's up to the veterans to come. You know, we will reach out when we see a story that we think needs to be told. But at the same time, we would welcome veterans coming to us and saying, do you know what, I've got a great story to tell. Whether it's a legacy story, whether it's a story about support, we welcome those ideas. And we can put this into our networks, whether it's a short film, whether it's an episode of a longer broadcast or whatever.
Wow, that makes real sense. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're discussing the role Veterans TV is going to play in helping veterans around the world pull together, heal together, go on together. Mark, how does someone access Veteran TV wherever it's available now? Is it broadcast TV? Is it cable? How does one find it?
In absolute simple terms, all the audience needs to do is go to www.veteranstelevision.com. And all you have to do is sign up. You put your email address in, you create your own password, and that is it. You have signed in, you have joined, and it's that simple. Absolutely, honestly, Denny, it couldn't be any easier.
You know, you were talking about people coming up the story. My co-host and I were talking earlier today about the fact that it's sort of easier to get combat veterans to talk about what happened in combat, but the guys and gals who served behind the lines, who were in hospitals and transportation and training and all that stuff, they have stories too. They serve too. And we want to hear their stories too. Do you agree with that?
I agree wholeheartedly. And I think Rhett Henner recognized very cleverly, and I think this is where I have that opportunity, is that I think I'm a trusted source. There is nothing that I would ever want to be on this channel that is not for the good of whichever organization it is about or for that individual. And as a serving member of the armed forces, you know, 32 years service, I recognize that. And I think when I reach out to these organizations and individuals, they recognize that I am a trusted source, that they can have an open discussion with me, and that I will be the arbiter of good taste, so that whatever we tell, whatever the story is, it will be truthful, it will be factual, and it will be with a purpose to achieve something in the end for that person or organization.
That's fantastic. So Veterans TV is available now to everybody in the United States if they just knew about it, if they just plug in, right?
It certainly is. And we are reaching out. Like, it's very strange, actually, is, and one of the things I've come to learn, and I know Henna will support this, you know, we created a Facebook page for people to come to. And it's amazing trying to get them to migrate across as an audience into the actual channel. I think people these days are a little bit more tentative about what it is they actually join. The likes are there, the approval of everything, but it's actually just getting them to move across. We actually, believe it or not, and I told you how simple it was, we're trying to produce a very, very simple video for some people that were struggling to come to terms with the new technology, etc. But, you know, we will get there. I say to Henna on a daily basis that one of the things that I learned is that gambler will always say, if you can give me 1 cent return on a $1 investment, then he'll take that every day. So we need to build the foundation. We need to provide the stories and the film that people want to hear. And I know that there is a tidal wave out there that is waiting, and it's sitting. I was told by a special forces commander once, don't spend too much time looking at the bow wave, because there's a tidal wave out there, and when it comes, you want to be prepared for it. So I have put my whole heart and body into this and soul, because I believe it is right. I believe it is something that veterans need and serving members. A little bit more difficult, as you will appreciate, for serving members to discuss, but we want to embrace them.
Yes, indeed.
Those are the people that are living it day to day at the moment. As we sit in our retirement phase, even though we're still working, it is a different world. And that world is evolving, as you and I both know, on every day, you know, through political decisions, through governmental decisions, or whatever it may be. But the veterans are still there, the serving armed forces people are still there, and it's an arm that we want to put around them. And hopefully in my position, as I said, because of my hopeful credibility that I've achieved over the years, that I will be a trusted force.
Mark, thank you. That is very well said. Hannah, we're about done. Do you want to make a closing statement?
Yes, sir. In my book, if I look at Mark Wigson, the capacity that he held formally and being entrusted with the men that were serving in over 30 countries, who better to catch those same men and women now on the outside as veterans, not just transitioning, but the ones that need upliftment. So I feel blessed. I feel like we are on time, and we're in a time right now where veterans will, by witnessing and sharing with one another, they will create new opportunity. My wish is that the Veterans Channel would be a conduit to bridge gaps through creating awareness, through presenting knowledge, solutions, collaborating for opportunities, etc. And I'm grateful for your work, Colonel, and how long that you've been doing it. You've set the path for newcomers like myself and the Veterans Channel on this stage, this media stage, and I'm honored to be on your show. Thank you so much, and humbled as well. And I have many introductions that I would like to make to you of some good people that I've met along the way and recently that are also doing great things.
Fantastic. Mark and Hannah, thank you for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your love of veterans and your service to them. Mark, thank you for your service to our nation. Hannah, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Colonel. Thank you so much.
Mark, thank you for joining us. It's always good to have a sergeant major around. Helps me stay straight.
Colonel Gillam, I can't thank you enough for this opportunity, and it goes without saying I thank you for your service. Thank you ever so much, Colonel Denny.
Let's work together. I see this as the beginning of a relationship, a beginning of a friendship.
Wonderful. Thank you ever so much for your time.
This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour with former CIA and DIA intelligence expert Eric Anderson. Then we'll review the movie of the month with Diane Raver. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and an Armed America report. This is Colonel Denny Gillam on Front Lines of Freedom. Troops go somewhere and run some wind sprints through the snow if necessary, then grab some protein and rehydrate with water. And finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.
For those who have loved ones serving in the military, waiting is a way of life, whether it's by the phone or by the computer. And waiting is not fun, especially when the waiting is for the status of an unexpected injury. Fisher Houses give families of wounded warriors receiving care at military or VA medical centers a home away from home, so they can focus not on waiting, but on being together in a time of need. Learn more at fisherhouse.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
We are going to be doing some things. I've been speaking with General Mattis. We're going to be doing things militarily. Until we can have a wall and proper security, we're going to be guarding our border with the military. That's a big step. We really haven't done that before, or certainly not very much before.
President Donald Trump earlier today at the White House. Now, the president's comments appear to take aim at current U.S. policy, which requires border agents to catch and then release family units who arrive at the border from countries that do not touch the United States. The national average price for a gallon of regular gasoline rose by 4 cents a gallon last week to an average of $2.66. That's according to Gas Buddy. The price rose by more than 12 cents a gallon over the last month and nearly 33 cents a gallon over the past year. Oil analysts are saying the prices are high due to scheduled maintenance on rigs, along with the switch from the winter to summer grade fuel. This is USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share. But tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. So, if drugs and alcohol are a problem in your life or the life of someone you care about, then isn't it time to make a change? The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed has successfully treated and helped over 50,000 people get their lives back. So if you're ready to make your change and be free from addiction to alcohol and drugs, then it is time for you to make a change. The Watershed knows